Cafeteria. "Some beauty will be born of this," said my friend's blind mother across the hospital cafeteria table, hours after the doctor said inoperable and closed her daughter up. All morning we drifted in and out of the flower-sweetened room, watching the morphine drip, taking Kate's hand, holding her gaze. "I don't know about beauty," I said, and got up to order our lunch from two women who'd been a comfort all week, their small Scottish kindnesses a balm. We ate our egg salads on whole wheat as though we'd never tasted real food. The creamy sweetness of the filling, surprise bite of green onion, and drank Diet Cokes until we'd washed our mouths clean. I loved everything about our lunch. The newsprint placemats with their oily spots, crumbs on the unbreakable plates, and especially the metal napkin dispenser recently replenished by someone's deft hand with what the Scottish women would call serviettes. Help yourselves, dearie, in that burr. I loved the hospital employees on break, smoking outside the window, jousting and flirting with their serviceable bodies. I loved Edgar Jones, the deaf man interviewed on the radio last night, a music archivist who says it doesn't matter if he can't hear anymore, he still feels the way he did when he first heard Sibelius. It's in my heart, you understand? I loved Kate's mother's lined outdoor face, the loose wisps of white hair framing her fine bones, the lively blue, unseeing eyes. I loved the shed paper skin of the plastic straw, the way the straws rose slowly in the Coke cans, and we pushed them back down to drink. I loved the terracotta walls around us, freshly painted by people who'd done their job adequately. Loved the moment someone decided to place the poster of a whitewashed Greek village there and not an inch higher or lower. I wanted to eat all my meals in the hospital cafeteria, each bite a tiny explosion. "I don't know about beauty," I said.